We're up to the 12th chapter, the 9th paragraph. Perk Yud Bet Alachat Tet. Yesh Matarin, Lomar Davar Shebikdusha Betisha Vetzeruf Katan, Shu Yoter Miben Shesh, Veyudeh Lemin Palim. Some permit saying words of holiness, like Kadesh, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, when you have 9 adults, and you go with, you add a minor who is at least 6 years old, and he knows who we're praying to, and he knows the concept of God. So even though you don't have 10, and we said that in order to say Davar Shebikdusha, like Kadesh, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, you need at least 10 adults. There is an opinion that says, and this opinion dates back to the time of the Mishnah, at least, if not more, there's an opinion that says that you could, if you have 9 adults and 1 minor who's at least 6 years old, so then that's okay, so long as that minor knows what the concept of God is. But great poskim don't agree with that opinion. That's generally not accepted.
הלכה יוד, אם יתחיל אחד מהעשרה להתפלל לבדו, ואינו יכול לענות עמהם.
If one of the 10, one of the minion, started davening early, he started Shmoneh Esrei before them, and so he can't answer together with them. They're going to say Kaddish, and he can't answer Kaddish. He's in Shmoneh Esrei. They're going to say Kedusha, and he can't answer.
מותר לצרפו למניין לעניית קדיש.
Nonetheless, we do count him. He does help to be one of the 10 for the Kaddish, even though he himself won't answer.
שכל מקום שיש בו עשרה מישראל,
any place that has 10 Jews standing there, even if they're not responding to the Kaddish, nonetheless, Shechina Shura, the Shechina, God's presence is there,
ומותר לומר דבר שבקדושה,
and that's why we may say words that are considered holy, like the words of Kaddish and Kedusha, those things that ordinarily would require 10 adults, well, this is considered that we have 10 adults.
פרט לחזרת התפילה, the only exception is Chazaras HaShatz, the repetition of the prayer by the Chazan, שהתבר דינו לקמן,
that the laws of the repetition of prayer will explain later in the 20th chapter.
ואף על פי כן, but nonetheless, רוי להמתין לו,
what's fitting is that if we could, we wait for him,
ולזכותו בעניית הקדיש,
so that he will also merit to answer the Kaddish. So if you could, you wait for him to finish his prayer so he could join as well. One more halacha?
Yeah.
For his sake. If you have someone who's deaf, but he could talk. He can't hear, but he could talk. Or if you have someone who could hear, but he can't talk. Someone who's mute. They count. They count as one of the 10. מהטעם שביארנו בסעיף הקודם, because of what we said earlier. Even though someone can't answer, either or someone can't hear, but he is a Jew, so he counts as one of the 10. We said, if someone's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and he can't answer, he still counts as one of the 10. The Shechina comes when you have 10 people present, 10 Jews present, doing something holy. Well, he's present, and we're all doing something holy, so the Shechina comes, even though he won't answer to our Kaddish or Kedusha.
פרט לחזרת התפילה, the only exception again is חזר סשעת, the repetition of Shmoneh Esrei, אבל חירש שאינו שומע ואינו מדבר,
but if you have someone who's deaf and mute, they can't hear and they can't communicate, they can't talk, so that's someone who we say, הרי הוא קשוטה, if he can't communicate, he's not part of society at all, so then we say his intellect level is so little, he's like less than a minor. He's like someone who's insane. He's like someone, we say, he if he can't be part of society and he has no idea what's going on around him, so then he's less than a katan. He's like even less than a minor. He's like a shotev, a non-stref, so he can't count him as part of the minyan, because you need to have, for a minyan, you need to have 10 individuals who do know what's going on. Even if one can't answer, either because he's deaf or because he's mute, But at the end of the day, he knows what's going on. He's not a minor, so then he could be part of the minyan. Someone who doesn't hear and doesn't talk and can't communicate, he doesn't understand what's going on around him.
He can understand. Yeah. Now we have a special education institute for such people, and they are member of society also.
So
they can be intelligent.
I think I purposely explained it that he doesn't communicate. He doesn't know what's going on. If he does understand, then I don't think he would say what he's saying. I think he's saying it specifically for someone who doesn't understand what's going on. I think so. I'm not sure. He doesn't say. I think that's what he means.